In this bulletin, Melbourne's latest lockdown nears its end. A rideshare driver who developed COVID-19 triggers an alert on the Gold Coast. And Wayne Bennett named as the Dolphins head coach in the NRL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has seen another spike in COVID infections, recording 2,232 new cases and 12 further deaths. The state reached its 70% double-dose vaccination target and has also passed 90% of those aged 16 and over with at least one vaccine dose. It means Melbourne's latest lockdown will end at 11:59pm tonight, 11 weeks after it began in early August. The Deputy Chief Health Officer, Ben Cowie, says he wants to thank all Victorians for reaching the vaccine target.
As the Acting Chief Health Officer who originally signed the lockdown orders for this particular lockdown, I really could not be more pleased to be the one who gets to sign them away again tonight. We know how hard this has been for all Victorians, and especially for Melburnians, and I want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you.
Victoria will widen access to COVID-19 vaccines and mental health support, opening up pop-up sites and allowing people to walk into state vaccination centres without a booking. The government has also partnered with Youth Mental Health Service Headspace to open up 9 pop-up vaccination clinics in Collingwood, Frankston, Greensborough, Glenroy and Frankston from next week. Deputy Premier James Molino says the state government will open 30 vaccination centres across the state for walk-up Pfizer injections.
We're partnering with Headspace to launch 9 pop-up vaccination clinics at centres across the state, starting at Headspace Collingwood tomorrow. There'll be a further 4 pop-ups at Headspace centres in Frankston, Greensborough, Glenroy and Sunshine next week, with other sites to be announced soon.
Less than 2 weeks after New South Wales began emerging from months of lockdown, there's been a spike in local cases of COVID-19. After 3 consecutive days of fewer than 300 cases, there were 372 new locally acquired cases and 1 death. Authorities have said they expect case numbers to increase within weeks as restrictions ease. A new COVID case on the Gold Coast has put Queensland health authorities on alert. The unvaccinated man was in the community for up to 10 days while infectious. Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says the man is an Uber driver aged in his 30s who lives in a resort apartment complex at Broadbeach.
Any symptoms at all, today is the day you really need to come out and get tested. And please don't wait like this poor gentleman has, that he's so breathless he can hardly talk to us. Come forward straight away, any symptoms, so that we can get you tested.
Meanwhile, the ACT has reported 28 new local cases as it prepares to further relax restrictions from tonight. The territory is now 83.5% fully vaccinated. In sport, Wayne Bennett has been unveiled as the Dolphins head coach as the NRL expansion club begins to build towards its maiden campaign in 2023. The first coach to take 4 different teams to a grand final, Bennett was confirmed as the club's foundation NRL coach at Redcliffe Leagues Club. It's the same role he undertook with Brisbane in 1988, and Bennett says he's up for a new challenge.
No, it wasn't dollars. It was just about philosophies and things that I wanted to make sure, and they wanted to make sure that I was on the same page as them and vice versa. That were the main issues, and just wanted to make sure that we're going to be compatible and make it work, because I can't make it work by myself. I need all the support that's sitting at the table with me today, and so... when we are all on the same page.
And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 22. A possible shower forecast for Adelaide, 21. Showers increasing in Melbourne, 24. Some showers developing in Hobart, 22. Partly cloudy for Canberra, 23 degrees. Also partly cloudy in Wollongong and 22. Much the same for Sydney, 23. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 23 degrees. Showers and a possible storm in Brisbane, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. and Darwin partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.